Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. I'm Carissa here with Justin and Aaron. We have so much to discuss today, like T.I. on Red Table Talk. He tried to clarify his comments on checking his daughter's virginity, but did he actually make things worse? Then Kim Kardashian West is revealing why she's dressing less sexy now. Plus, a body language expert is helping us analyze the Justin Timberlake photos. What does the hand-holding really mean? And Whole30 co-founder Melissa Hartwick Urban is stopping by to show us how to cook up a healthy and delicious Friendsgiving dishes. Okay, first, we have got to get right to T.I. So he got a lot of heat for saying he takes his daughter to her yearly gynecologist appointments to ensure her hymen is still intact. We all remember this, correct? Well, now he's explaining himself on Red Table Talk. He said he got permission from his daughter to talk about his about this, and he's incredibly apologetic towards her. Listen to this.
Yes. I'm being criticized because I'm willing to go above and beyond to protect mine.
Right.
And I'm talking about all of the little slimy, grimy, chubby-fingered little boys who want to just come and defile and destroy. I don't understand how that is looked at as being so wrong.
Let's say that you found out that she, at 15 or 16 years old, wasn't a virgin. What would you have done then?
Your childhood ends when you lose your virginity. That's it. If my son goes out and gets a girl pregnant, how is the household changed for those 9 months? The household does not necessarily change those 9 months, whereas if my daughter come home, my household is changed immediately.
Right. Yeah.
So the stakes are higher.
All right, well, that's just a little bit of it. The whole thing's about 20 minutes long. Do you guys think he redeemed himself, or did he dig himself into a bigger hole here?
I think he redeemed.
Yeah, somewhat redeemed himself. I think he came in, humbled himself a little bit, and got some wisdom from some wise women. And I feel like he needed Jada to help him realize what his true intentions were. And she also said, like, listen, what you're doing, you want to emotionally protect her, but checking her hymen is not going to do that.
I don't know if he got that, though. I feel like he didn't get it. I felt like he was just kept saying, like, yeah, obviously I don't understand. I don't get it. No, explain to me. But then he would go back to saying, what's wrong with me wanting to control and be part of, I guess not control, he doesn't like the word control, but trying to stop my daughter from having sex and getting so involved. And I get that, like being an involved parent, having an open conversation with your daughter, that's all encouraged. Nobody's saying that that's not a thing. But he definitely has a double standard, and he openly said it, whether he meant to or not, about how he looks at his daughter being able to have sex versus his son being able to have sex. And I think a lot of fathers do this. But his argument to that was, well, if my daughter gets pregnant, that affects my family immediately and affects us for 9 months. If my son gets someone pregnant, that doesn't affect us immediately.
100%. I think
like,
a lot of people
but still
think that way.
Still there's this double standard there, though, that he's not seeing.
No, I totally understand that. I think there is still some room for T.I. to educate himself and grow. But the minute he said, oh, I was exaggerating, this wasn't the situation when she was 18. I had been to the appointment once. Her mother was involved. You know, she was there. I just think for him, and I think for that older generation, there is a bit of, like, misunderstanding with them because they fully don't understand. I've had times where my dad is like, I can't wait to get your ass home. I'm going to tear you up. I'm going to tear your ass up, boy. He would never pick up a switch. I never pick up a belt. He just would talk a big game, and I think that's what he was doing. I feel like if T.I.'s daughter would have let him come out and say, hey, I was just joking. This was just all fun and games, and this was an exaggeration, I think this thing all would have blown over. But he retreated because she wanted him to retreat.
Okay, but do you think that she was missing from this conversation? I feel like she should have been there at the table to maybe express herself, or maybe they could have had this little understanding there at the table, and Jada could have been that middleman. And also, she was causing all this controversy when she was liking those comments when people were coming for her dad. She unfollowed her dad. I feel like she could have been there. If we want to treat her like an adult, why don't we bring her to this adult conversation?
But this wasn't her conversation to be had. You had your dad come out and say something about your body, humiliate you. The last thing you want to do is sit at Red Table Talk and talk about your I'm with Jada Pinkett Smith and her mom.
I don't know. I wanted Willow there, dang it. I want an 18-year-old or someone younger. I want Willow. Their opinion.
I was surprised Willow wasn't there, and that actually, T.I. made a little joke at the end saying, it's a shame Willow couldn't have been here. And Jada was like,
you damn right.
Probably better
probably
this
better.
Way. And I think that's because Willow would have came from a little harder. Here's the thing that I love Red Table Talk and I love Jada, but you could tell from the very beginning, get-go, the understanding was, I am here to clear your name. Well, and Jada was helping him out tremendously. T.I. was still saying wrong things, and Jada was turning them around be like, no, so what you're trying to say is you're not controlling.
I don't think she's cleaning up for him. Don't you? I feel like Jada humanizes a person when they come to the table. And a lot of times it's easy for us to come at celebs and attack them and be like, oh, you said one thing wrong. But I think that Jada was just letting him, I relate to you. I've seen Will I've seen Will do things differently than I would do them. And letting him know, like, a way a mom parents their daughter and a way of dad parents their daughter is different. It has to be a different conversation.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
It's not fair, and that's what the only problem I had with this conversation was, where the mom parents a daughter and where the dad parents a daughter. I just feel like I was in Washington, D.C. in 30-degree weather, marching for women's rights so we can break down these gender roles in life, because some families don't have the luxury of having to a mom and a dad. Some parents, like Neil Patrick Harris, are gonna have, two dads, and one of them is gonna have to talk to their daughter, or both of them is gonna have to talk to their daughter about her reproductive system. I didn't quite really agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also depends on the family dynamics, right? So even if, and I don't think it's always best that the mother is the one that does the conversations. Typically, yes, mothers and daughters have a special bond and we can relate to each other on something, way stronger than sometimes a daughter and a father can. But sometimes that mother-daughter relationship is also oil and water, at that age. It sometimes is tough. And sometimes the dads are the ones that can get through. And I think it's like whoever, whether it's the mother, the daughter, the grandmother, the aunt, the uncle, the close friend, the mentor, it's whoever you trust and can have a real conversation with is like the right person.
Sure.
The person that loves you and you really don't, you feel comfortable talking to. I don't think it has to always be your mom or has to always be your dad.
But as parents, working as a nanny, working at homes, being an assistant, a lot of parents put it off because they think the other one's going to talk to that one about it. Or no, it's time for you to have this conversation. And no one truly has the conversation with their kids, and they expect school or TV to do it. That's our issue.
My personal opinion
is the minute Mary Catherine gets the pimple of a boob, she is off to the convict.
Yeah.
She is going to boarding school with nuns.
But then you're going the T.I. route. You're going to an extreme.
I don't care. I'm not taking care of somebody else's kids.
See, but my parents didn't sit down and have like a whole big sex talk with me. I think I learned most of mine from school and it worked out fine.
You're pregnant with your second baby right now.
With my husband.
Is it? Really?
Yes, and I didn't get pregnant before this, so I think I did pretty good.
I'm throwing Tom's name in the hat here.
I'm just saying,
oh my God.
It's... It is, you know, every family's different, and I agree with you on that. Like, I don't think it's always like the mother should always have the sex talk with the daughter, and the father should always have the sex talk with the son. I don't think that's always going to be the case. It just depends on which parent you're really bonding with and you can have that conversation with.
And I will also say, you know, I think Jada was not as hard on T.I. as she should have been because, for her, she had been, you know, ridiculed and judged for her parenting style, which is a lot looser than most people's. Mm-hmm. So she knows, like, yo, I'm this extreme, you are that extreme. I understand what it feels like to be judged for your parenting. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna have you sit at this table and be judged for your parenting. However, there is a part two to this saga and this interview, and I'm gonna judge you for cheating on your wife, is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So we're gonna just, like, you know, we all do this in interviews.
I know, Tiny didn't say anything. And this whole first half, I think she said two words.
It's not her daughter.
Exactly.
I know it's not her daughter, but it's still her husband, and she's still a part of that family.
She supports his decision, sure. Yeah. But yeah, I think that Jada just came from a place of understanding it because I think all of us were on the opposing side of T.I., and naturally because a lot of the things that he said were not right. But I think that she helped him understand, like, this is what you were trying to do. Maybe this is what you don't understand. And I think he came out of it learning some things.
I think that he did come out learning something. I think Jada helped rephrase his statements a lot. I think, like, a lot of times he'd say something and I was like, T.I., no, you're not getting it. And Jada's like, so but what you're saying is, and then she'd, like, put it in a beautiful way and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But how many times has Shannon said something
wrong?
And you know you didn't, he didn't mean it.
100%.
And you're like, listen, these are, because a lot of times,
people aren't filtered, people aren't PC, and I get that. And I'm not saying that T.I. shouldn't be anything other than he's not, but I just felt like there were some concepts he still didn't completely grasp. But I think he did learn a lot.
But you're talking about a man who was raised in a generation and in a house where the man ruled everything, mm-hmm. who was also raised in a house where your mom stayed home and the man ruled everything.
Yeah, and they talked about that, and I think that's 100% valid.
It's 100% valid, which is why Willow was not there.
We repeat what we know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, until we maybe change things will change in his household and for the rest of the world.
But you're right. Yeah. You know what they should do? A red table talk with Willow and T.I.'s daughter.
And Willow conducts the interview.
Down.
This girl is not trying to talk about her hymen with random people.
I know Deja alone. How interested.
I'm 32 years old. I'm going to make a confession to you. When I go to the urologist, can't even talk about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that. Oh, no. It's just I just don't know. And at 18, I wasn't ready to talk about that either.
No,
you want to go on national TV on Facebook?
Hold on. I just have one final question before we move on. One of the things that he said that I want to know your guys' opinion on, he feels that once you've had sex, your childhood ends and you are in adulthood. Did you agree with that? Because I don't necessarily know if I agree with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, something changes
decisions?
Whenever you have sex, but I can't sit there and say, you know, 16-year-olds having sex are now an adult.
Yeah, no, I think you're still a kid. I think you can make decisions that maybe aren't the wisest, but, like, at the end of the day, you're still a kid until your brain is, like, fully developed when you're 20-something, 25 years old.
Yeah, Dr. Oz
barely
told us.
Even though, yeah.
What did you say? Because I don't care what you all say. It's, like, 25 or 26.
You can make
adult decisions, but that doesn't make you an adult.
After I got it, I thought I knew everything. I was like, ha-ha!
True.
I can run a house now. I'm good.
Oh, I got it.
I was late to the game.
All right, well, you guys, we are going to talk with a body language expert on the show today because she is going to help us analyze those Justin Timberlake hand-holding photos. Oh my goodness, we're going to break it all down when we come back. Stay with us.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Daily Pop is back with more on the Justin Timberlake hand-holding mystery. So in the photos, we have the photos now. You can clearly see that they lock their hands. Now, this is his Palmer co-star, Alicia Wainwright. Palmer's movie that they're doing together. They're shooting it now. A source tells us E! News that JT and his wife, Jessica Biel, are trying to laugh it off as nothing, but it was definitely inappropriate and something that would make any wife uncomfortable. That's what our source has said. So we've also been told it was completely innocent and they were part of a larger group of people hanging out. Justin was seen yesterday back at work, business as usual. Alicia was also on the set. But is there more to it? Because a lot of people are upset about these photos, so we had to call in the expert. Joining us via Skype is body language expert Blanca Cobb. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So we have to ask you, Alicia has her hand resting on Justin's thigh. What does that say to you?
She's really comfortable with him. Look at the way her hand just hangs over his thigh there, even though it's on the lower part of his thigh. She's very comfortable. And when you're working with somebody really closely, it's only, I guess it's natural to feel close to them.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, I have a work relation with Carissa and Aaron, and I would do that. And I feel like if someone caught it in a photo at the wrong time, it would just look incriminating.
Mm-hmm. But there are more photos of their fingers intertwined.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, there are. Yep, look.
What's that
mean? You can tell. I mean, she's reaching out. She's reaching out to him. He's grabbing her hand. I mean, that's another level there of closeness, right? So when you're out and you're comfortable with somebody and there's some drinking involved, you can get a little flirty. You can get a little touchy. Mm-hmm. If it goes beyond that, we don't know. However, this really shows that there's some kind of connection between the two of them.
Okay, so
you just don't grab somebody's hand that you don't have a connection to. That would be awkward. Yes. That would be weird.
You're Jessica Biel, and you see these photos. What are you thinking, and how do you feel?
What's your body language going to be like at Thanksgiving?
It's going to be a little tough. Right? No, you don't want for your partner to show any affection towards somebody else, even if it is platonic affection. Yeah, that'd be a little bit of a head scratcher, and you want to have a conversation, particularly somebody who's in the limelight. You know it's going to take off. Everybody is going to see it, and then people are going to speculate, and they may add more to the story than what is actually there. But either way, you just don't hold somebody's hand. You're not intertwining fingers, and you definitely don't have your hand on the lower part of their leg. I mean, that's if you think about the leg, the thigh, that's really getting more to an intimate area.
Yeah.
If you go upward, a little north, it's just not cool.
And what's going to be interesting is, from a PR standpoint, award show season's coming up. They have to show up to these award shows together, because if not, people will speculate. I want to know what the body language is going to be like for them. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if they will even have them together for these PR moments.
They will have to.
Well, I have a photo I want to show you.
I think that they should, but it might be a little stilted at first until they're more comfortable being around each other in the public.
Yes. Mm.
Okay, well, I have to get your expert opinion on this photo. So this is three people on Daily Pop. That's me, Justin, and Morgan. What does this photo say about our relationship?
Oh, it's strange.
It is a little strained. I mean, you definitely look a little strained with your facial expression.
I am.
This is all cutesy right here, right? This is cutesy for the camera. That's really sweet. But you notice that both of your heads are turning towards Justin. And I think that's a really good sign. You're like, oh, you lean towards somebody that you like, somebody that you admire, somebody that you trust.
Yeah.
And I think that really shows something about the three of you.
It also shows that it's 5 a.m. in the morning and we literally want to choke one another.
We're like, why are we taking about
us? Cheese. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. You guys can check out more.
Of course, anytime.
With Blanca at BlancaCobb.com. That was interesting. That was cool. All right, let's check in with you all on social. Brianna isn't crazy about the way T.I. cleared things up. She says he's so worried about his reputation. Why go public again about it? Why doesn't he just apologize in private? All he did was bring it back to the public eye. Well, I'll defend T.I. a little bit here. I think he did profusely apologize to his daughter in private. And he did say the only reason why he came back out and said something about this was because his daughter said, you know, now you can talk about it. But mm-hmm. he bit his tongue for the longest time because she said, stop talking about Muhammad. Back to what you thought. V agrees with T.I. He's not wrong on what he said about the pregnancy part. It's completely different for boys and girls. Yeah, it's true. Girls, you know, physically will see the effects of unprotected sex. Veronica weighed in too. I had the talk with both of my boys because my husband chickened out.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Listen.
Someone's got to do the uncomfortable talk.
I've had conversations with kids who've, you know, gotten their monthly blessing, and I'm like, listen, girl, this is what's going to happen to you. This is going down. And it wasn't uncomfortable for me, but I didn't know if no one talked about it. She would talk to her friends about it, and God knows what could happen. You see what's in those things.
I know.
There's ingredients and stuff. It's crazy.
Lots of information out there, misinformation out there. Okay. Up next, R. Kelly's alleged girlfriend, Joycelyn Savage, has reportedly turned and is now speaking out against him. But the question is it even really her? We're gonna dig into that when we return. Stay with us.
Ooh.
Lots of twists and turns happening with the R. Kelly scandal. So remember, he denied the allegations and pleaded not guilty to the charges that he recruited underage girls and women to have sex with him. Mm-hmm. He remains in an Illinois prison until his trial in April. But here's what just happened. A woman who says she is Joycelyn Savage, one of the singer's reported live-in girlfriends, wrote on Instagram she has a Patreon account and will be detailing his alleged behavior on it. So we can confirm that very graphic posts alleging controlling and abusive behavior under Joycelyn's name have appeared on the subscription-based service. Back in March, Joycelyn and Azriel Clary went on CBS This Morning, and they were supporting the singer full-heartedly. So these posts appear to be telling a completely different story. So in another twist, one of R. Kelly's accusers has gone public saying she doesn't feel like this is actually Joycelyn doing the posts. Now, we have reached out to Joycelyn and her parents to confirm this is her. We have not heard back yet. But do you think it's her?
I think it's her. I mean, it's a very detailed account of how she was living, what she was going through, to the point where if she didn't call him daddy or master, and if she called him babe, she would be choked out and you could see bruises. She was pregnant by R. Kelly a couple times, and she posted photos of the pregnancy strip being positive, although it was a little dicey because it was
negative, though. Yeah, that was confusing. Like, she, so, you know, this particular pregnancy test needed two lines to show pregnancy. This has, like, one clear line. She said it was faded, but there is... It's one line. Like, if I would have saw that, I would have been like, yeah. I'm not pregnant. So I'm confused about that, but I'm going to give her the pass on that because you can tell by the grammar. And she even talks, she even made a comment back on some haters who were kind of making fun of her grammar, saying, like, hey, I'm going to go back to school. Like, you guys have to remember, like, I haven't been in schooling for a while. So I'm going to give her a pass on that because I think she was also... Also, how much evidence do you have? If you're really with somebody that controlling, he's not going to let you be taking photos.
Exactly. She didn't have a phone.
Stuff, you know?
And I think, I mean, if it wasn't her, it would be... I think it would be easy for her to just go to TMZ and do another interview and say, this isn't me.
Yeah. You know, I think it's her, and I also think it's her going on his directive. Mm. I think R. Kelly is out of money. He can't pay for his legal bills. And we've heard from all the victims... Most of the victims on the Lifetime documentary and in the news and in the New York Post, who we haven't heard from, were the two women who are inside the house.
Sticking by his side.
Sticking by his side.
Yeah.
And now this whole thing, it's $3 to get the content. Now she's posting that, you know, call me for my booking rates. I'm ready to talk. All this all points to she is giving the money back to Robert. And it's so interesting because when I read her account, it's nothing new that we haven't heard from some of the other women. And she keeps on stressing that she was 19 years old when she met him, which we've heard that she wasn't 19 years old, she was younger, but she's not trying to incriminate him. She's making herself older and only giving you the details that other women have given you.
But she is incriminating him
by talking
about all of the things that he's done to her and to the other women. And
saying how he would starve her for days, and if she acted out, she would be reprimanded.
Right.
And she
forced
wasn't
to
allowed
do
to leave.
But that's why I think in R. Kelly's mind, he thinks he's really innocent, because the only thing he thinks he's guilty of is having sex with underage girls. I think for him, being in control of these women and his sick mind, being this master daddy type, is not wrong. He actually, they say he is doing nothing wrong. Like, he's not chaining people up to any beds. That's what he told Gail. He was like, I ain't chained nobody up.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody locked in my room. He honestly thinks he is not wrong for that.
I agree with that.
This woman
I think R. Kelly is completely... not thinking.
I'm telling you.
Well, she even admits that she was like a little bit delusional and brainwashed. And I feel like now that she sees him locked up in prison and put away and that it is not going to go good for him, she's finally like, let me say my piece. And you know what? I've been financially dependent all these years. I got to make some dollars. So here I go on this app and make it for myself. I don't think
but
she's giving it to
him. Here's the part that I'm confused about. She hasn't been in touch with her family. I'm confused.
She's
about
also
that.
Blaming him, her family, too, for not. For wanting to scam R. Kelly, which
right.
is a little
so she's
strange.
Still, she still has some loyalty within her. And, you know, we see that a lot in abuse victims. So, I mean, I'm not completely surprised by that. But I'm a little surprised that if she's going to go as far as to speak out against this man, to add to the evidence that's against him already.
Wouldn't you call your family?
You'd think you'd one call. You'd say, Mom, I'm just gonna let you know I'm ready to talk. Maybe I'm not ready to heal with you guys. Maybe she has personal issues with them, or she's not ready to heal and be friends with them yet. But
you're calling a cousin.
But just something.
You're
I mean, somebody,
a
loved one. You know.
Well, she's clearly not right in her own mind after going through all of this.
That's why I think she's still in the cut.
Well,
this woman is doing what he is saying, and I'm telling you this right now. If she would have put out, I'm ready to talk again, people would have been like, you know what? We have already heard your denials on Good Morning America. Why do we need to hear it today? She's putting out these bombshell facts because she knows that she is going to get more money to sit down and have this one-on-one. And all that money is going to go back to R. Kelly.
Well, real quick, I do want to mention that she and Azriel have put out a statement, allegedly, from Joycelyn's Instagram account saying, me and Azriel will be going live together soon to explain everything that's going on. I will be doing promotions and Box Me for Prices, as you had mentioned. So she is ready to do a tell-all, and apparently Azriel is, too.
She ready to sell flat tummy tea.
She's not. Listen, she has been funded by this monster for so many years. And if she doesn't have a family to run to and she doesn't have anyone else, I mean, this is what she's got to do.
There are other survivors. Yeah. I'm telling you, this man is wrapped up into this thing. You're going to find that out.
I don't know. I just hope she's
okay. Yeah.
All right. Still ahead, Kim Kardashian West is revealing why she is dressing less sexy nowadays. Let's discuss that next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian West's fashion evolution. So she just explained to New York Magazine why she's dressing a little less sexy lately. It has to do with an awakening she had where she realized she could not scroll through Instagram in front of her kids without full nudity coming up. Kim also tells the magazine it didn't feel right going to the White House one day for her work and then the next day posting a bikini selfie. Do you see her point? And are you surprised to hear this from Kim?
I totally see her point. I think she's learning, evolving, and growing like the rest of us. And she's at this point in her life where her eldest one loves YouTube, uh-huh. can go on it all by herself. She is taking meetings at the White House. And also her husband is having his own spiritual awakening. She was also robbed not long ago, where she even says that robbery took something out of her in a good way. So I feel like she's in this phase of her life where she knows that she has to level up and I don't have this different version of herself these days.
It's just very surprising to hear this from Kim. Right? Because did she not argue for years and years and years and years? I saw so many tweets about, I'm a mom. Why does that mean I can't be sexy? My sexiness doesn't go away because I'm a mom and like all of that stuff. And so, I mean, and she even admits, she's like, I know I contributed to this. I was naked. Her most iconic magazine cover was Paper Magazine, where she was naked. I mean, part of the reason people do bikini selfies is because of Kim Kardashian. She has changed the way people post anything
totally.
On Instagram. So it's just surprising.
You know when you tell your husband something, like, oh, you should try this, and he's like, no, I would never try that. And then all of a sudden, he tries it in front of you, like, months later, and he's like, oh, yeah, my boy Mark told me I should try this. And you're like, wait, what?
This actually happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Yes.
I think Kanye kind of told Kim, I think you're dressed too sexy, what's up? And she was
he
like,
did say that.
She did say that.
In an episode.
And she was like, no, this is who I am. I'm not on your journey. And then all of a sudden, she kind of had this awakening like, oh, maybe he might be onto something paired with this, this, and this. And I feel like when you're in a relationship, sometimes it's hard to admit that your husband or wife is right.
So she's not going to go that far.
She's not going to go that far.
She had the awakening herself. It wasn't from Kanye.
I also think when you get to a point as a parent, the bitches in the PTA are judging.
Oh, yeah.
Carol, Stephanie, all those. Oh, look at her. Look at her new photo. Oh, did you see her photo?
Yeah,
wow, what a mom.
Yeah. And when her kids are Googling her, and her kids' friends are Googling her, it's like, you don't want your latest photos to be, like, all out there when you have, you know, a six-year-old, and then, you know, they're just growing up seeing all that. I think she just wants to set a good example for her kids. And like I said, she has evolved, so this is the new Kim. It's fine. This is the new Kim, and I'm here for whatever she wants to do. I will also not be surprised if in a year from now we have old Kim back. She's like, forget that.
Here's my another.
She's always going to be sexy. She'll always be sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are chatting a lot on social, talking about Justin Timberlake. Stephanie says, it may be just me, but Justin looks super uncomfortable in these photos. He's still holding her hand. You can see that, but man, he looks on edge. Do you think he or Jessica will address this?
No. I think he had a few hand grenades. That's why he feels uncomfortable, because he's a little drunk.
Mm. What's in a hand grenade?
Ooh, girl, I don't even want to know. All you need is one, though.
To lose it?
I've never had one of those.
Lose all dignity? And Grace thinks people need to chill. People are too quick to judge, and they create problems in relationships when everyone starts to speculate and talk. Leave JT alone. Let his wife take care of the issue without outside involvement.
You know what? I totally agree, but this is a show about tea and gossip, so we had to bring it to you.
Everybody be talking about it, because he's a celebrity.
Exactly.
They both are. Up next, you guys, Whole30 co-founder Melissa Hartwick-Urban is here. She's going to show us how to cook up some delicious and healthy dishes for your Friendsgiving. So stay with us. That's next.
I'm skeptical. I am skeptical.
I think that looks really good.
You.
Friendsgiving season is here, and you know what that means. A ton of food and a ton of booze. So to keep us on track, we have Whole30 co-founder and cookbook author Melissa Hartwick-Urban here to show us.
Thank you.
Healthy.
I am excited.
Improved dishes.
I'm excited.
These all look really good.
You still look skeptical.
Well, I'm a little skeptical
because
Thanksgiving for me is kind of like gluttony. Like it's like a gluttony tour. But you have this Whole30 thing that you've created. Tell me about that.
So you can think of the Whole30 like pushing the reset button with your health, habits, and relationship with food. So it's not a diet, it's not a weight loss program, you're not counting calories. It's designed to help you have more energy, sleep better, improve digestion, skin, all of that good stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well.
And it's not that hard now. You go to the grocery stores, as you always see the Whole30 approved signs.
Yes.
It helps a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's start with the turkey.
Okay, so this is our Friendsgiving menu from the new Whole30 Friends and Family book. This is a turkey breast stuffed with chorizo and onion and spinach and carrots.
So it's no stuffing.
Yeah, it's got no bread stuffing, but the chorizo adds like a nice little flavor kick, and it cooks in about half the time of a traditional turkey.
More
so
meat.
It's perfect.
I like it.
Exactly, for that Friendsgiving menu. So that's the centerpiece of our Friendsgiving. It's good, right?
I love chorizo.
Okay, I'm less skeptical.
All right. We're going to convert you by the end.
I want these. Can you make these?
Yeah, this is our kind of take on traditional mashed potatoes. So they're smashed. So if you would take that glass, and you're just going to smash them, kind of push down and turn, and then we're going to add some spices to this clarified butter. So
you
we're
going
to make an herbed butter.
All right.
Perfect. And then what you do is you whisk this herbed butter. You're going to drizzle it over the smashed potatoes. Whisk, whisk, whisk.
Do you have any preference on what kind of potato? Red skin?
These are just baby Yukon Golds. Okay. I find that those work really well. This size works really well.
This doesn't look like enough butter for Thanksgiving.
I know. A little bit more butter. But you drizzle and then you broil so they get kind of crispy on top.
No, these
and then
are
you
really,
just
really
top
good.
Them
they
with
a lot
their
of
chives.
Flavors.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't feel the heart attack coming like I do with my grandmother.
Isn't that a good thing, though?
I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Well, wait. There's
Try
more.
One.
So
really
you've
good.
Got the potatoes. We also have this really light, gorgeous arugula, fennel, and citrus salad with the homemade vinaigrette. Mm. So this adds just a nice tart flavor profile.
I'm not going to know until I mix the potatoes.
You guys, I love arugula salad.
This is what you do. It's a whole bunch of just fall inside your mouth right now. That's what's happening.
What dressing is on this?
There's a homemade, really light light vinaigrette.
Okay.
So it's just a nice kind of side salad. I use it almost as like a palate cleanser.
Oh my God. This is really, really good.
Thank you.
I always heard carbs are bad for you. Carbs are terrible for you. Ooh, why am I serving these potatoes?
Well, because potatoes are real whole nutrient-dense food. We're not fear-mongering. We're not saying any food is good or bad. The Whole 30 is about how to figure out how foods work for you in your specific context.
Yeah. It's so true, because some people do the low-carb thing. They don't feel like they're losing weight, and some people do it and
they feel like they're bumping.
Yeah. It's the best thing
We're
ever.
Not even talking weight loss. We just want you to feel your best on Thanksgiving and the day after.
Now, let me be honest with you about something.
Okay.
I would give up sex for a year to have dessert every day.
Wow.
I'm just letting you know. That's how serious I am.
We just met, and that
about
is
my dessert. I'm just letting you know. So what is my alternative to the pumpkin pie and the chocolate cake?
Yes. We've got these poached pears. You're going to poach pears in in chai and apple cider. You're going to add this here. Let's top these pears here.
Okay.
May I?
So what's in this?
This is a whipped coconut cream.
Ooh, where do you find whipped coconut cream?
You make it yourself at home. It's so easy with just a can of coconut milk. And then it's infused with vanilla and cardamom. So it's this spicy, kind of floral, these poached pears.
So just put, like, how much vanilla? Like a little, just a tablespoon?
It's vanilla powder, and it's a little bit of ground cardamom, and then you're poaching those pears in a little orange zest. You've also got some cardamom pods. Oh. This is your dessert that isn't going to leave you, like, slumped over on the couch for the next 3 hours.
Just so you know,
yeah.
I am so, really impressed by this turkey breast.
I love it.
And I don't like white meat like that.
We're converting you.
I want to drink this.
It's a delicious,
absolutely
really
delicious.
Light end to your Friendsgiving meal in a way that's not going to leave you bloated or
so the
tired.
Coconut cream.
So hold on, I'm an idiot. Yeah. How do you poach a pear?
Oh, you would just put it in water. So we're poaching it in apple cider and chai.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just kind of boiling it for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Apple cider, chai,
apple cider,
and water.
Chai, orange zest. There's a little bit of ginger in there as well. Mm. And then cardamom pods. So you kind of smush them so you get a little bit of that citrus.
This down.
Yeah. Okay.
We got
some sangria. Mm. It is a zero proof sangria, so everyone at your party can feel included.
You lost me at zero proof.
No, but try it. So this is a really delicious mix of Earl Grey tea. There's some pomegranate juice and orange juice. Thank you. And then you're going to top it off with this sparkling water. So if I may top it off first, and then we can do a little cheers. Yes. You know, you want to offer zero proof options at your Thanksgiving, even if there are people
pregnant.
Who drink, they're pregnant, they're sober, curious.
Do not show up at my house sober. This is unbelievable.
I want you to try it, though.
This is really good. I love this.
Ooh, this is light and good.
Isn't
I can sip
good?
On this all day.
That's
honestly,
what I'm saying. And then the next morning,
I would feel super full, super satisfied.
Yes.
And like you said, you wouldn't have that like nasty bloated, like, oh my God, I need to unbend my pants.
And your Friday morning would be so much better.
Yeah. You have literally turned me around because this is all unbelievable.
Thank you.
I need the recipe to this.
This would not be out of place at any Thanksgiving table, Whole 30 or not.
A little more.
And where can we find these recipes?
Everything is in the new Whole 30 Friends and Family Cookbook. You're just going to just eat the thing right out of the bowl.
Just get it over with.
It's delicious.
And where can people get the cookbook?
The Whole 30 Friends and Family available anywhere books are sold.
Oh my God. You better get this.
Much.
Thank you.
Okay,
Cheers.
You guys, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this.
Can you got that tequila off
Aaron,
Carissa's desk?
Aaron, you gotta come try this pear.
The tequila off of Carissa's desk. Yeah, she needs to stop drinking it anyway.
I'm good, thank you.
Welcome back. Congratulations on an order for Duck Dynasty star Sadie Robertson. The 22-year-old got married to her man Christian Huff at her family's farm in Louisiana in front of 600 people. That's a lot. Too much?
Yeah.
I will say, from Missouri, my small town, this isn't unheard of. I did not have this many people at my wedding, but lots of people I know had this many people at their wedding.
My girlfriend had people in her wedding she didn't even know. Her mom was like, you have two new bridesmaids, the Bushes. Get in there.
You see, that's where I'm cutting off my parents. You don't get your own guest list where you get to invite the whole town and your friends' friends and your family's friends, your friends' family's friends. It's just too much.
Like, just wait, girl. You just wait. You
capping it off at 200.
You're right. It
200
happens.
Max.
It happens. It's like, but you don't understand. Johnny and Jill invited me to their daughter's wedding, and it would be so rude if I didn't invite them to your wedding.
They don't know me.
Da, 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 da. It's a thing. thing. It's a whole thing.
They do not know me. You are not coming.
I love that you just don't realize that you're dating a black man, honey, and we got cousins everywhere.
He has one cousin.
We got cousins we don't know. We're like, oh, that's my cousin. He coming too. 375, one side.
No, it does help when one of you guys has like no family.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, well, that balances it out.
Well, my family's ginormous.
Yeah. It's harder for when you live in a small town, because in South Louisiana, everyone's kind of connected somehow. Mm-hmm. So if you don't invite one person or one family, it kind of gets a little dicey. That's why I'm planning on having a destination wedding.
Yes, because you know who's really down for you. Those are the ones who are going to travel far and spend mm-hmm. the money.
So when Elon Musk gets that thing to the moon, boo, we're going to get married on the moon, Walter.
Have you and Walter Calhoun made up? You guys were in a fight yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, it's touch and go. Touch and go. I said some things I can't take back.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
maybe make that chorizo turkey and warm his heart.
You can get him with that chorizo.
Walter's too old. He gets his food through a tube.
How old is Walter these days?
Oh, man. Let's just say J. Howard Marshall.
Well, you better get that ring before Walter kicks the bucket.
I gotta get the blender.
All right, how far would you go to gain some Instagram followers? Well, one couple staged some fake paparazzi photo shoots, and the results are working for them. So the two have gained almost 40,000 followers thanks to these fake pictures. They say that they're becoming famous for pretending to be famous. They're all kind of funny because they're always carrying.
But why are they always eating?
Because I think that's the joke.
It's so good, though. I love it.
I think it's good, too. They really have great fashion.
Super good fashion. And you know what? They're students. They are passionate about their style. And I think it's really cool. And hey, if you could later on monetize this thing, do it. And honestly, I'm getting fashion inspo from their Instagram. So keep doing it. Like, I like that outfit.
I do, too.
I love that we don't post fake paparazzi photos when we have a paparazzi standing right across from us the whole time.
Exactly.
Full images.
You know, Justin's downstairs later like, hang on, I'm going to be acting like I'm walking to the dressing room.
Oh, 100%.
All the time. We all do it, though.
Once a week. But this is what social media influencers do. They get a photographer to follow them around to make them look like they're naturally drinking vitamin water.
All the time.
Or they're sipping on Moet. You know, that's what they all do. Or, yes, they're wearing these Fashion Nova jeans. This is how everybody operates in this business. It's not just them. They just got caught for it, or they're just speaking up about it.
Yeah, they said they started it out as a joke, but then it started becoming, like kind of making fun of that, right? Like,
yeah.
Like trying to pretend like you're a big deal whenever you're not a big deal, but it's kind of catching on and working for them, so they're like, well, let's just keep doing it. I think it's cute. I think it's funny.
So, you know, if you're following your favorite influencer in Los Angeles, and he or she gets out of a car, and there's not a car next to her, parking in L.A. is impossible.
There are no empty parking spots.
There's no empty parking spots. That's so that person has set up that shot, okay? Just so you know.
Calabasas or Timbuktu, somewhere remote.
I don't care if it's staged. If you give me the fashion inspo, I'll follow.
I'm in. It's part of your business, though.
Yeah, I don't overread it. I just, if I like the outfit, I like the outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm looking at parking space.
Well, because that's just fun. But let's check in with you guys on social, see what you all have to say. So Juice weighed in on R. Kelly. I agree with Justin. It was more than a little suspicious when she said she was available for Instagram promotions. Girl, what? And L.A. Dawn explains what a hand grenade is. Vodka, rum, gin, and melon liqueur?
PTSD, girl.
The start of all my bad decisions in New Orleans.
By the way, if you go to New Orleans and you've never had a hand grenade, you should get your money back.
Oh, my God.
So you think that was Justin's first time having a hand grenade and he just forgot about all responsibility in real life?
Yep.
Right. That's how the fight with Walter Calhoun happened.
It was the hand grenade.
More Daily Pop after the break, guys. Stay with us.
Blame it on the alcohol, as Jamie Foxx would say.
So a Reddit user is asking an interesting question. She wants to know what to do about her boyfriend's cool voice. So she says she loves her boyfriend, but he's a little insecure around people he thinks are cooler than him. So whenever they hang out with her friends, he switches into this different voice to try to impress them.
What?
Help her out. What should she do?
Have a talk with him after he's done having his cool conversation. Be like, why did you do that?
I would able to not. It would come out of my mouth so quickly. I'd have to be like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Are you?
I wouldn't be able to stay with him if we didn't have this conversation and if he didn't change.
It would drag me nuts.
Like,
be proud of who you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is his credit good?
Oh, no.
Does he have a job? Is the sex nice?
Those
Is
are
he a nice person? keep your cool voice. There are trash-ass dudes out here in the world. If your cool voice is the only problem, there's a woman on Reddit talking about her man's fascination with sex dolls.
This is something that could be fixed, though.
I'm not saying don't break up with him, but you know it comes from a place of insecurity. So my goal as his girlfriend is to help him feel more secure. How can I help you do that?
Exactly. If you have an insecurity like that, you're probably doing other things.
Let me hear the two voices. Send us the recording.
Oh, my goodness. All right, that's a wrap for today. Tomorrow, it's the latest fitness trend that's helping all the stars get toned. We're working out with electrical muscle stimulation. And by we, I mean Justin.
Sorry,
Good luck, buddy.
Have a great day, everyone. See you tomorrow. I don't know this man.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.